degradation kinetics in corn silage under different packing densities and storage times. Authors: Christian Humberto Casillas Gomez, Darwin A. Ray Dianava, Ernesto Morales Almaraz, Humberto Ramirez Vega, Victor Manuel Gomez Rodriguez, Raquel Martinez Loperena. Abstract. Introduction. Forage compaction and storage time are determining factors in the fermentation and preservation of corn silage. Objective. To evaluate the effect of different compaction densities and storage times on the nutritional quality, degradation kinetics, and in vitro digestibility of neutral detergent fiber and dry matter of corn silage. Materials and methods. The study was conducted in Tepatitlan, Jalisco, Mexico, in June 2015. Corn plants were harvested 120 days post-planting to prepare mini-silos, which were opened 30 days later. A completely randomized design with a 5 multiplication 5 factorial arrangement was used, and the factors were compaction density 450, 600, 750, 900, and 1050 kg DMM3 and storage time 30, 60, 90, 120, and 150 days. Results. The 600 kg DMM3 treatment at day 90 showed the best NDF digestibility, 87.9%, p less than 0.05. In neuruminal degradation kinetics, fraction was higher, p less than 0.05 in the treatment of 1050 kg DMM3 at day 120, where the pH was lower. However, fraction B and the degradation rates of both fractions, CONCB, did not show differences between treatments, p greater than 0.05. The increase in compaction density maintained optimal pH levels for longer storage times. Nevertheless, the excessive increase in compaction density, from 900 to 1050 kg DMM3, combined with a prolonged storage time, negatively affected the in vitro digestibility of neutral detergent fiber. Conclusions. Compaction density and storage time affected the chemical composition and in vitro digestibility of neutral detergent fiber in corn silage. However, their effect on degradation kinetics was inconsistent. Keywords: gas production, digestibility, mini silos, forage, compaction density.